With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Drugstore chain Rite Aid files its second Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition.
The struggling drugstore chain says it'll try to sell nearly all of its assets. The company said it'll make sure that customers' prescriptions are transferred to other pharmacies while it goes through the sale process. Rite Aid initially filed for bankruptcy protection in October 2023. They plan to sell parts of its business and restructure. The company attempted to turn around its business in a tough environment for drugstores. Major chains and independent pharmacies have been closing stores and struggling with several challenges. That includes increased theft, court settlements over opioid prescriptions, and shoppers who are drifting more to online shopping and discount retailers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's a possibility of an American pope being picked during the conclave beginning today.
There has long been a general taboo on a pope from the United States, primarily because there's an idea that the United States, as a global superpower, already wields so much power and influence that it would not be right. There are, however, in this conclave, a few names that circulate as possibly being under consideration. Cardinal Robert Prevost, he is the head of the Vatican's Office for Bishops. He was born in Chicago. He's American, but he also is Peruvian, and he has spent most of his adult life as a missionary and then archbishop in Peru. Nicole Winfield at the Vatican.
Two men in New York expected to face a judge today after a police officer was stabbed on Long Island. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina says the 29-year-old officer was slashed by one of the two men suspected of breaking into cars in the neighborhood of Amity Harbor early Tuesday. Other officers had to apply a tourniquet to his groin area to stop the bleeding. This is SRN News. Americans ponder the Bible and what is true.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life, and a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative George Simion is the favorite to become Romania's next president after winning the first round of voting this past Sunday by a wide margin. His AUR party rose to prominence in the 2020 parliamentary elections by vowing to stand for family, nation, faith, and freedom. It opposes same-sex marriage and also has close ties to the Romanian Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. New rules for the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The Spelling Bee won't be so quick to force spellers into a lightning round tiebreaker to decide a champion. The rule change follows criticism of the abrupt ending to last year's competition. Scripps has eliminated its requirement that the tiebreaker known as a spell-off be used when the Bee finals are nearing the end of their two-hour broadcast window and a champion has not been decided. Bee judges will instead have more discretion to let the competition play out even if it runs into overtime. Two of the previous three Bees ended in a spell-off. John Scott reporting.
Weight Watchers is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to cut debt. The over 60-year-old company has been struggling with the increasing use of drugs like Ozempic for weight loss. Officials say they're not going out of business, but they're getting some financial flexibility. It'll focus more on digital and member experience, as well as boosting its telehealth business. More details at srnnews.com.